This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
مبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند صحيح عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال اعتكف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في المسجد فسمع الناس يجهرون بالقرآن فكشف الستر وهو في قبة له ثم قال. So the hadith tonight in the collection of Imam Ahmad with an authentic chain narration narrated to us by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. And he tells about, this is of course the theme is still the etiquettes of Salah and the different types of etiquettes. And I'm just going to be talking about different types, yani, that are not in a specific sequence, just to keep on, inshallah, educating ourselves on the importance of having these etiquettes regarding Salah. And this example here, Abu Sa'id tells us that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, i'tikaf fil masjid. So this is maybe during Ramadan, or a time where i'tikaf was common. And he was staying in the masjid, and he was in a qubba. Qubba just means he had put himself in an area where he was not always visible, meaning behind a curtain of some sort. And people were in the masjid praying different types of qiyam al-layl, and they were reading within their qiyam, they were reading out loud. And they were reading out loud, and everyone was reading a bit loud, and they were getting loud. You were here like three people standing praying, and they're just doing qiyam, because it's not like it wasn't Taraweeh or Ramadan maybe, but it was a time where people were just doing i'tikaf, and the Prophet ﷺ in the masjid, they were in the masjid, and they're doing their own salah, each individually. So they're making a lot of noise. So the Prophet ﷺ removed the curtain from where he was sitting, and he spoke to them, وَقَالَ أَلَا إِنَّ كُلَّكُمْ مُنَاجِي رَبَّهُ فَلَا يُؤْذِيَنَّ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا وَلَا يَجْهَرًا أَحَدٌ بِالْقِرَاءَةِ أَوْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَى صَاحِبِهِ. So he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, indeed, each and every one of you is speaking to their Lord. Al-munajah is when you speak to someone and you don't have to yell. Munajah is when you have to call. Right? With the dal, munajah, and you have to call upon someone, you have to raise your voice so they can hear you. Al-munajah is when you don't have to call because they are close to you, they're listening, right? It's just so change of a letter, and this is the beauty of Arabic language, is that sometimes, same concept, sometimes you want to make a little bit of a change, if you want to just change a certain detail about it, so you want to change one detail, you change one letter. So you find this a lot in the Arabic language, by the way. So the munajah is where you're talking to someone that you don't have to raise your voice. So he's saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, indeed all of you are speaking to their Lord, and he's not far, so you don't need to yell. فَلَا يُؤْذِيَنَّ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. So none of you should be harming other people. You shouldn't be harming each other in your qira'ah. And do not try to raise your voice above the person who is reciting, and then the other person tries to raise their voice above the person who is reciting, and it turns into a contest of screaming, and then it doesn't sound nice anymore, and it's disrespectful. So from this, the scholars took the following etiquettes of salah. That when when people are praying, that you give them room to pray, and you don't bother them with whatever else you're doing. Right? This, we take that etiquette from that. So people are praying, we don't bother them. Now, I have to point out some etiquettes here. If we pray Jama'ah, and there's a dars, for example, I'm giving this dars now, and someone walks in, stands over there, and Allahu Akbar, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So now, should I be quiet and allow them and not bother them? Or should he have not done that to begin with? He should not have done that to begin with. So performing a second Jama'ah in a masjid is an issue of difference of opinion among scholars. Imam Malik is completely against it. You're not allowed to. For Imalikiyah, you're not allowed to do a second Jama'ah in the masjid. So we're much more open to that. So if you do a second Jama'ah in the masjid, you have to ask permission, at least. And you have to make sure you're doing it in a space where you're not bothering other people. So if you're coming doing a second Jama'ah, and then after that you're like, why is everyone making noise? No, that's on you. You didn't make it for Salah, so this is your problem. Not the problem of the people who are doing Qur'an, or the people who are doing something else. Just so that's clear. Because a lot of people say, well, I was reciting and they were reading, they should listen. No. This is if we're praying Jama'ah. If we did Isha, and someone decided to come into the masjid and sit over there, and said, you know what, I prayed Isha at Al-Imam at 6:30, and I want to read Qur'an, so they sit and they read Qur'an in a loud voice, in that case, they're at fault, because there's a Jama'ah happening. But for second and third and fourth Jama'ahs, no, that's not always the case. For Sunnah, for example, also not the case. Also not the case if you're praying Sunnah at a time where there's a dars happening, or there's a scheduled session going, or kids are doing something different. So when it comes to knowing, so these etiquettes come based are determined based on what is scheduled to happen in a masjid. So we can't just take the rule that suits us and run with it and then ask, yeah, I need to demand that people follow what it is that we're doing. We have to understand how it actually works. So when it comes to coming to a masjid, yes, we shouldn't be harming each other when it comes to people trying to pray, people trying to read, people trying to do different things. But there's also scheduled sessions that are occurring, durus, salawat. You have to respect what's actually happening and make sure that you attend things at the right time. And if you're going to go beyond or outside of what was scheduled, then you should find a space that is different and ask for permission to actually do it. And that's the etiquette of salah and the etiquette of respecting how the masjid works. And I'm saying this because I've watched these little spite spouts come up here and there, and they're all at fault. Yeah, and it's not, that's not how this is supposed to actually happen. The rule is a little bit different. So someone comes to the masjid, is like, if I'm giving a dars, for example, after Maghrib, and someone's like, I'm reading Quran, I want to read Quran. So what do I do? So forgive me, and I sit there. No, I'm the schedule is the dars. If you want to read Quran, go do it somewhere else, or do it at home. You can't come and the masjid is not going to run the way you want. This is not the etiquette. Again, it's about etiquette, about adab. And adab means that you are sensitive of what's happening around you. And that sensitivity has to go beyond just understanding a ruling in a very, very dry and incorrect manner and then expecting everyone to follow that ruling. So no, that's not how that works. If we, for example, have a scheduled Surah Al-Kahf to be recited at a certain time, someone can't say, well, I want to pray, I want to listen. No, this is the time for it. We've scheduled the time for this surah to be read. Listen, you don't want to listen, come a bit later, and then you don't have to be bothered by this. But don't come and try to force people to do things the way you want them to be done. Rather, follow along with the schedule. And I'm just saying that because I've seen it happen too many times. On the other side, if you are witnessing someone praying or witnessing someone reading Quran, try your best not to bother them with your socialization and noise and making talking. I am a fan of the masjid being a space for people to socialize and enjoy each other's company. I'm a fan of that. And I like that, and I think I encourage it. But we try to be again, etiquette is about just trying to be as considerate of the other person as humanly possible. So just like, as far as I'm concerned, when you pray your Isha, then your sunnah can happen somewhere else if it's noisy and if something else is happening. You don't have to actually, you don't get to say, I want to pray sunnah here. No, sunnah is in the house, as I will explain in another etiquette hadith. But if you're standing there and people are praying sunnah, then another etiquette is that you don't, you don't have to have the conversation at your full volume so that they can at least enjoy their salah. And subhanAllah, etiquette, the adab, is something the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was, he walked around and he served it to people as entrees. He dished out adab all his life, alayhi salatu wasalam, trying to get people to have some etiquette. So we have to have a little bit of etiquette amongst each other. And if everyone does something, when it comes, for example, to children, the etiquette is that, if a child makes noise, we don't get upset. The etiquette of the parents is that your child does not sit down quietly and cannot be controlled. Maybe don't bring them for a loud dars. So the etiquette is kind of both ways. We kind of think about things in inappropriate manners. So we shouldn't be yelling at people and their children. And the parents should just, if this is not a good time for them, put them in a place where they're not causing too much of trouble. And this just comes from a basic understanding of the adab. So I wanted to share that with you because I think it's the Prophet alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam was not tolerant of this stuff. They're all reading loud voice, they're praying, it's Qiyam al-Layl. He put his head out, no, bring it down. You don't need to do this. Why are you doing this? There's no need for this, there's lack of etiquette. So the Sahaba, they brought their voices down and people prayed appropriately. Instead of turning it into I came first, I was praying first, you should have standing behind me, you should have done your own thing, so I'll raise my voice and he'll raise his voice. No, that's not how, there's no edab in that. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند صحيح عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال اعتكف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في المسجد فسمع الناس يجهرون بالقراءة فكشف الستر وهو في قبة له فقال ألا إن كلكم مناجي ربه فلا يؤذين بعضكم بعضا ولا يجهرن أحدكم على أخيه بالصلاة أو بالقراءة صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سبحانك وبحمدك شنو لا إله